The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Muggs, do you have 7 men that you could put your soul into?
Whoa.
What?
No.
What? I swear to God, I'm not coming back on this table. No, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
Dan, close the show.
I meant the whole
Dan, close the show. I am leaving. I am going.
Wait, did
bro,
it come with
you your fingers, man. Put your fingers down,
I'm
man.
I'm saying, why didn't it come with tissue? Where's the tissue?
No, check the bag.
How can you get me something so saucy with no tissue?
Hey, yo. Yo.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo.
What?
No.
What, is that mad?
How can you get me something so saucy? Like, it was a mad thing.
Is there tissue in there? Why you just give me the bag, bro?
Wait, what? What one's that?
Hold on.
Wait, hold on. Bring that back. You went, man.
Oh, you don't know about that one. I've done it. Yeah. Oh, you don't know about
it's
that one.
It's too much, though, man.
Are you not telling me?
Nah, man. When there's tissue over there, you can't have that one, man.
Well, you don't know about
that's
that one.
Lost. That's what you do when you're in a music studio and you're fried.
I was about to say I've been in a music. I haven't even been in a music studio. Bro, you might be having anything, you know, like even this. Wait, you might never suffered, fam. That's the one.
You've never suffered.
Wiping the hands with toilet roll is crazy, though.
Why?
Mugs had black tissue paper, you know.
Oh, bro. No, he does.
He still got it?
Well, they came off Amazon, and then they went back on, and then they were trying to charge me, like, it was, like, £18 for, like, 8 of them or 7
of them. You actually slyly got a bit of a Cockney slang, like, he's got a bit of a Cockney twang.
He does a little bit.
Ooh.
You. It's about £18. Do you know what mean, Gav, now?
Yeah. That's a napkin.
I'm from Hackney, innit?
That's a napkin.
EastEnder. Come on, man.
That's a napkin.
He wears black.
Oh, black. He wears black. Yeah.
So I had the black toilet paper. But it's too expensive right now. It's a premium rate right now. So I just said, it. I just got the normal white.
You saying that you boosted the price of the black toilet paper?
I swear to God, after the episode when you was thinking. Anyway, boys, welcome to Filthy.
More.
What's going on, man?
Why is it just bad, man, you, man, today, bro?
It feels right, though. I'm not going to lie.
Wait, hold on. 3 United, 2 Chelsea, standalone Guna.
Now you know what it's like.
Time.
Now you know what it's like.
It's got to be a Champions League representative's got to be here. You get me, bro? Otherwise, we can't speak about it.
That's hard for someone who's never won it, though.
It don't matter.
That's hard for someone. Raise your hand if you won the Champions League. Raise your hand if you're in it. Oh, we're not.
What are you going to do in it? We're going to win it this year. Sterling.
Come on, bro.
Sterling.
Come on, bro.
Sterling makes the difference.
Come on, bro.
Sterling
makes
the difference.
Remember that man that says he's going to go to the rave and wine bare things and you just see him in the rave
on
his phone?
Yeah, but man's in the rave.
Who says they're going to wine bare things when they go to a dance?
Huh? What?
Who says that, though?
What?
I've never heard anyone say they're going to wine.
Are you not going
to? Yeah, I've done that.
Come
on, bro.
No, but you say that you're going to go wine up things.
Funky house days.
Is it? You went to funky house?
Not too funky. Funky house days was fragrant days.
You weren't even, you're whining to funky.
Oh,
crazy
cousins.
No.
And if you break that down, I think it just depends what frame of mind you're in. Like when people go raving, everybody does different things. You get me? There might be a man who's like, you know what? I'm lip-sync bear things.
Yeah. Okay. Lip-sync. Yeah.
I'm
that
getting
makes
bear numbers.
Sense.
That 09 dancehall wave. That's what that was. It was like crossover with the funky house dance hall. Everyone's wearing cardigans in the rave.
Lyle and Scott.
Yes.
Yeah, Lyle and Scott.
You man said, wait, you looked at me for saying whining things. You man said you was going down to lip stings.
fresh things that you've never met before.
You ain't lips. You ain't lips. You ain't falling in love.
So you don't lip things.
No, do you know what it is?
So you don't lips.
Back then we weren't saying we was doing this, but it happens sometimes.
Right.
Not anymore. Yeah.
So do you lips chicks or not?
In the rave?
No, just
so you've never fallen in love in the dance?
And started lipsing? Yeah. That's insane.
You've never lipped someone in the dance?
Oh, you never lipped in the dance?
Am I butters?
Am I
butters?
Wait, what's going on? You're the problem, it's you.
Am I butters? Was everyone lipsing?
Yeah, you should lips in the dance.
Do you only rave in London?
Yeah.
That's why.
Don't make excuses for him. That's still lame. He went outside.
No, lipsing in London is brazy, though.
You can't lips in London.
Lipsing in the rave in London is brazy.
Yeah. I've done it.
No, it's happened.
Oh, you might have lipsing in Stoke in that.
But like, it's not. Like that's an accident.
So what? You've never got to that point where there's a rave full of people, but it's just you and them.
Just you and her.
Music video. You're in the tune. Only you and her are in the tune.
Remember, the night's going on. The tunes are running. That there's punters, but you can't see.
But it's
punters.
It's you and her punters.
I know what kind of rave it is.
It's you and her's movie, bro. It's you and her's movie. They're just extras.
It's a movie.
It's our scene right now.
It's an international break anyway. We probably won't have to talk about nothing.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, to a certain extent, we got to talk about what happened, though.
It's also a Harry Potter episode. Ten Hag said in his post-match interview, "I am not Harry Potter."
In the world of Harry Potter, you lot got Hagrid.
Hagrid's vibes though.
No, exactly. That's what
Ten Hag ain't vibes.
No, but no,
I know who he is. I know in reality who Ten Hag is.
Who?
McGonagall.
Seamus Finnegan.
Wait. Nah, he's McGonagall, fam.
That's him. Yeah,
Seamus.
Yeah.
WWE.
Nah, Seamus.
Seamus was a
snake wrestler.
A little bit in the beginning.
Oh, Harry Potter. Okay. Who did Miles' uncle play in Harry Potter?
The guy in the forest.
That's it.
Forest man.
Done in the forest. Man.
No, he wasn't. He was
No, that's what it says that in the credit.
It was Station Man. When it's Station Man. When he's on the platform or something like that.
Nah, Forest. He told Harry.
Forest Senator.
Yeah.
Okay.
Forest Senator.
Senator.
That's crazy. You man have never watched Harry Potter, innit?
I have, but. Listen, I'm a Harry Potter man. Listen, we're going to get on to United.
Try and bring something back real quick.
Yeah. Go on.
Lippy said that Arsenal is going to win the Champions League.
That was hilarious.
This season, I'm trying to make some peas right now.
Nah, I ain't got that kind of bread. Look at his cap.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, bro. I won this hat off of an Arsenal fan last season because they thought it was going to win the league.
You ain't winning another cap.
And I'm trying to get a new plate. I'm trying to get the 2025.
You know what? You know what it is? I don't do bets until the new year.
Got Christmas money.
Pay the children presents.
It's too early to make bets.
Yeah, it's too early, man. Let me land. Right, but you're one of them, man.
But you got Sterling in there, man. You lot, everything's set. Everything's ready to go.
Obviously, we're going to win something.
What are you going to win?
Champions League, League Cup.
Wait. No bet, yeah, but maybe a little forfeit if you don't win. If you don't win nothing,
what's the
there
forfeit?
Has to be something.
Well, what's the forfeit? What would you say?
The floor's open to some suggestions.
I remember one of the early forfeits from Filthy, and it was Miles. Me and Miles that had a bet, and I said that if he lost it, which he did, he had to go last in a...
Did he do it? He had to do what, sorry?
Go last in a... Anyway, international break already, so you know what it is. So what did we learn in these first three games, boys? What do we know? What do we know about the Premier League?
Nothing changes.
Yeah.
That's the facts.
Yeah, you know what? That's 100%.
We learned that Haaland is on absolute crud again.
Did you call him Haaland?
Yeah. I heard you do this before as well.
You don't call him Haaland, no?
Call him Haaland.
Haaland.
Okay. It don't even matter now.
It don't even matter. We're just smoking the goals.
He's going to do whatever.
It's the hat. He's got a pink Gucci hat. Nothing matters.
So what are we saying? Are we just resigned to knowing that their man are winning it five times? Yeah.
It's done. League's gone.
No, I think it's easier for us to win the Champions League. It's that real.
Because then City can go up to someone else.
Because, bro, we just have to... You know when... Let's use that rave analogy, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
When the best guy in the rave is occupied, you got to move to the gal.
That's it. Yeah, bam. Yeah.
You understand?
Very
My
focused.
Man would he's with Premier.
Yeah.
Premier.
Yeah.
You understand?
He's on a big table.
Yeah. UCL Bottles. Is a bigger table. He don't really pre that there's another big table over there. So yours slyly just...
Exactly. KG is your chance.
Yeah. You get me? Because you might not buck him. This new mad format, there's formats now for her. Yeah. With the Prem, the Prem's the same.
What is, but they're saying that it's the greedy line, isn't it? They are looking at everything. Them man won the what? They won the treble before. Nah, they it could be quadruple settings.
So hard to do. A lot of fixtures.
Who have they had? West Ham, Ipswich,
Chelsea.
Just like that. Just like that.
That's not
just
hard
like
game. That. That's not hard game though. That's not hard game. Not for them. Not for them.
Nah.
So they ain't been tested.
They
yet.
Haven't been tested.
They ain't been tested yet.
And we played well against them. The problem is City win all their games. Whether they play good, whether you look good against them, whatever, they just win.
Haaland's in scary form, though.
He is.
And Cover. Let's not forget about Cover, because there's a huge jury has been out on Kovacic.
Scored a screamer.
The guy's cold.
You see a player like him, when he has other players facilitating him to just do whatever he wants, he's 10 times the player he was. His last season at Chelsea, he was just stressed. Like, you can see every game he's putting up, like, before the game, he looked mad stressed. At City, he is vibing, bro. Because everything is like, you don't have to think. You just pass, you know you're going to get the ball back at some point.
But like you said, yeah, it's like these get, what, 3 games played? It's like this was like the 41st game of the 23-24 season. It's the same, bro.
We're in trouble.
It's the same. It's City are just invincible. Arsenal look good until some...
Do they look good, though?
Who?
Arsenal.
No.
No, I think until, let's have it right, yeah?
Yeah.
Man got sent off, yeah? Until that happened, even the group chat, man was, the way the group chat changed was mad.
Yeah, gone.
Oh, Arsenal are balling red. Then I just saw Bear laughing. You see, no, because you see sometimes, certain times, weren't me, allegedly, someone was had it on a stream. You see the streams that aren't legal.
Allegedly, they're slow.
It's about 200 seconds behind. So I'm saying, Poet, I don't know why Poe's laughing, because Poe's just writing bare things.
Yeah.
So he's got me going to Google while I'm watching the match, because Google's first. Mm. Brother, nothing ain't quite. Then all of a sudden, Bolt with his flipping long hand, pressing button from 3 rooms away, talking about laughing face. Yeah. And then, man.
But that's just, that's just one game, though. You won the Villa game.
We showed resilience, though.
You won the Villa game. That could have went the other way. That could have been a different game.
That's what I mean. I don't think they look good.
Nah, brother. Arsenal, 10 men against Brighton, 40 minutes to go, bro. Home, away, neutral ground. We do not come out of that game with anything.
No, but you, man, are talking about winning the league. So if you're talking about winning the league, you've got to salvage something.
Shall we just say they're not winning the league from now on?
No, but even if we won, we're not winning the league.
You can still attack. You can still, especially when you're a top team, a big boy team like that.
We was attacking. Yeah, but we just didn't finish.
And then
chances.
The subs was very defensive.
We had to.
You know what happened? They was on you, and there was a bit where like you found yourself and you started countering and you started getting a bit dangerous, but you're just wasteful. Don't get me wrong.
It was my man, bro. Yao Pedro. He was just popping up.
He's cold, you know. This is his last season at Brighton.
Hey, what's the rules about farting whilst we record?
Say again.
What's the rules about farting?
No, only Steve-O.
Wait, Caleb farted.
Why do you think that from what he said?
Hold on, did he fart?
Oh, I don't know about you, bro. Because you do all kind of scuba diving.
He's got a fart face.
I got a fart face. Brother, you saw me eating my fruit, man. I'm healthy.
See, that's
fruit don't make you. Fruit don't make you fart.
Fruit's a farting taste.
Man just did the whole ranch dipped wings and all of that stuff.
That ain't fruit.
You saved some ranch.
Brother, you saved ranch for yourself.
Bro, this
for something
is for
else.
You, bro.
I like
you too much.
With your fruit. What do you think is going to... All right, cool. Watch this.
In it with your fruit.
What
genes?
Is going to cause more gastric stress?
Is that a serious question?
The fruit.
Come on, of course it's this.
It's acidic.
Fibrous.
It's acidic.
You
it's
don't
acidic.
Know you're a man yet. That,
fibrous,
yet.
Man.
You don't know. You think you're still 18. I remember when I was your age.
No,
when you
don't.
Yam fruit past 23.
It's done.
You have to find the toilet sometimes.
All right, well, speaking of food. Boys, speaking of food. Speaking of food.
Huh? What?
I'm trying to get my line off and you're speaking, bro.
Yeah, that was...
I'm trying to get my line off and I'm speaking. No, because I delivered it fine the first time.
All right, go on, carry on.
This is bullshit, man. Rice.
Yes.
Oh,
I see what you did there. Yeah,
hey,
yeah, no, it was
why
cool.
I need to buy the next mixtape. Boss, bro. Wait, no, on a serious note, though, I think he deserved to get sent off.
Do you know what it is, yeah? Whether he did or not, you don't be an idiot on a yellow. It's as simple as that. My thing is once you yellow, once you get a yellow and a very stupid yellow, I know people are saying it could have been a red. It wasn't a red, but those kind of things can result in a sending off. And it's just all his own doing. You don't do anything over there, bro.
Lippy might be the only Arsenal fan that can take something that goes wrong and actually watch it and think about it.
You've been in that situation on a Sunday where one of your better players is on a yellow for something dumb. And then he's just his head's just gone, bro. And it's a thing where he shouldn't have come out after half time. Hook him.
I don't think it's a yellow, you know. I just don't.
Why?
I just think
how?
You isolate that. And I just don't think it's... He didn't kick the ball.
What
he
are
just,
you trying to do?
He's just being smart, man. I do it every game, man. You know, like the ball's there. You're trying to take a quick free kick. I'm just... Yeah, I'm a piece of...
We're 1-0 up in the, what, the 49th minute? What are you doing? The game's
you know what
not
it is?
Even won.
When you're a DM and you're kind of high, that was high and wide, right? Long, far from where you need to be as a DM, yeah? So as in, you don't want them taking that kind of fast free kick. I think you just... You just try getting away. Just by yourself and your team 5 seconds.
Was it not harsh? Was it not harsh?
It was extremely harsh, but like Lippy's saying, he didn't need to do it.
He's an idiot. He shouldn't have done it, but I don't think he should have got a yellow.
Bro, you've seen how the ref is moving, bro. Read the room.
Yeah.
You're the only, even when you're going on with things, there's not bare Arsenal players around doing the mad thing. They're like, trying to do the telepathic thing, like Declan, just don't even react. Like, no
what
one
about,
was near it.
So what about the people that are saying that it's not even like, a legal free kick anyway because the ball was still rolling in these things.
Yeah, but
it's
that's true. Just nitpicking. That's nitpicking.
No, but if the ball's rolling, you can't take the free kick.
But that's if he don't get booked, the only two situations you're going to complain about that is that situation is a freak incident. Someone's been sent off. If they go score from that incident. If nothing happens, you don't care if a ball's rolling or not.
We've been nicked enough times to know it's the law.
Letter of the law, bro.
It's the
letter
law.
Of the law. It's the letter
it's
of the law.
It's one
They've
of them
all
ones,
been
yeah?
Enough.
The Jake's already
benicked.
Moving mad.
Why is everyone speaking so much sense today?
This is what we do. This is what we do.
But you know what's mad, yeah? I'm going to tell you for real, like, I think he should have been sent off, but I haven't seen it, bro. Like,
yes,
I'm not,
true.
I'm going to be real with you. I haven't seen a second of it, bro.
Hey, KG. Hey, KG. Neither have I. Neither have I.
What?
Neither have I.
I haven't seen it, bro. I haven't even seen the highlights, bro.
Who actually saw the incident? Because I was going to ask, like, do you think Veltman should have got booked for anything?
The only reason I think there should have been no booking is Carr. He tried to get something off being kicked, innit, yeah? And in that situation, I think the ref just take control of the game again. Both of you, just stop being stupid. It's a free kick to my man. Let's just play the game.
I got angle.
Not even 5 minutes of the half played.
Are we going to agree here that if Declan didn't kick that ball out of the way, he wouldn't have got kicked?
I don't think that's an argument.
I don't
that's
think
not
he kicked
one at a time.
The ball.
He flicked the ball out of the way. If Declan Rice didn't do that movement and flicked the ball out of the way, would he have got kicked?
100%. If I'm Veltman, I'm kicking my man. I'm 1-0 down. Yep. It's 5 minutes played of the first half. There's no one round, man. Why are you here? I can kick you now legally.
But if you're Rice, are you trying to stop that ball being played straight away?
No.
I am.
No, but even if you are, don't do it by getting kicked. You can stand it.
He didn't try to kick him. It was gamesmanship.
I played on Saturday, yeah? Do you know what my instructions were before the game?
What's the instruction?
Turn the defense, kick the shit out of them. Like, enough football for today. Like, we know we can play football.
Yeah.
Get them turning, kick the shit out of them, and... No fast, short free kicks. Every time they try and do, like they concede a foul, you concede a foul, and they try to take it fast, get
but,
that foot
But
there.
Dan, do you send the guy that's booked?
I want on a yellow.
Do you exactly. The guy that's booked, he's chilling, bro. He's not even making certain challenges.
Guys, let me tell you what happened, yeah? Is that Veltman, he tried to do gamesmanship. So he clocked that Rice was on the yellow card. That's why he tried to take the quick free kick.
I don't even think
so. There was no one to pass it to. He just went to do the quick free kick to show that Declan was in front of him. And then when Declan blocked it, he was going to say, ref, to try to get him sent off on a yellow card. Anyway, that was the whole point of the move, boys. I'm telling you, boys, that was the point of the move.
Rice's back is to the other player, yeah? So if he stands in the way and the ball hits him, he's not guilty of nothing.
Yeah.
So he could have stood there and stopped him from taking it. And he's saying, bro, I don't know what's going on behind me.
If anything, allow it. Let the ref say, brother, you got kicked. That's your punishment. Why are you standing there, brother?
Bro, but no, seriously.
From, no, because you have to.
On a serious note, though, guys, from the still image I've seen, yeah? From the PNG I've seen, he deserved to go. Let's be honest, bro. Like, end of the day, you can't do that in the big games. If you lot are chasing
you
for
can't
the league,
kick a ball when it's rolling, man.
It don't there's matter. No, let her the law. No, let her the law, bro. The,
even if the bookings was the other way around, even if the first thing was that and the second one was the it's as simple as that, bro. Either thing, you just don't do it, bro. In a match that you're controlling.
Guys, what do you think? Should Rice have gone? Should he have stayed on the pitch? Did the ref have a sinker? But I think we can all agree that our Rice is cooked. It's over.
Oh, so he can
get his off. Yeah.
Without no interruptions.
Right. But here's the thing.
But, wait, is man stupid?
No, but man knew, man.
Nah, I'm waiting for that mixtape.
But we trained for this.
What?
That's a better mixtape.
We trained for that move.
That's the mixtape I'm listening to next.
That, what did you say? When you went, speaking of food.
It was natural. It was natural.
We've never. I've never seen you do that.
It was. I went speaking of food, and you two were like, nyang, 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 nyang.
Yeah, but I didn't pre it. Bro. I didn't. That was a pre-made.
Take it away. Go on.
Well, listen, we still got the main dish. The main dish is.
All right, you're overdoing it as well.
Mogs.
All right, then, boys. We can talk about the weekend results all day. But best way to talk about them, most official way to talk about them, is about Le Bomb.
Le Bomb.
And we was using Le Bomb, we was predicting the scorelines. We had a great weekend, and someone around the table, because most of us here played it, someone had a dope weekend. They had 102 points, had 7 correct results, and 3 exact scorelines.
That's crazy, you know.
All right, big up Lippy Lickshot in the building. Come on, man. Honourable mention to Jordy, because he got 2 scorelines right, but he also predicted Man United to beat Liverpool 9-0. Didn't happen.
9?
That's what he said.
I'm mad confused right now.
Well, Le Bomb is a betting app where you bet against your mates and not a bookie.
Hold on. There's no bookie?
No bookie.
Oh my God.
No bookie.
Wait. So the next time I want to bet against Lippy, I don't have to ask the man about it.
No, you bet against all of us. So what happens is, we can set the stake from anywhere between £2 and £25, and you predict the score lines of every game, and you lock it in. Boom.
Correct result, you get points. Correct score line, you get even more points. That's
an unfair amount of points.
Yeah, that is big business.
Because what happens is, and what happened to me while I was in seventh place is because I was actually in first place at one point when everything was like 1-1, 2-1. And then teams started pulling away. I don't know why there's so many late goals in the Prem, but I'm going to factor that into next week's results.
So how much did he get then?
Well, we're going to get into this here because look, the benefits of this app here is twofold, yeah? Because apart from the bragging rights, yeah, you get to tell people that you know a ball, you get the money transferred instantly into your account.
Quick.
And it's instant as well, you know? It's I swear that once the whistle blows, cha-ching.
He's rich, you know? He didn't even realise the money landed in his account.
I bought MacD's and my balance didn't change.
I said, what's going on?
I'm a sponsored, like. But yeah, nah, big up Le Bomb.
Do you know how crazy it is, though, that I got a correct score? Correct score line, and I still came last.
Yeah, it's mad, but I got a correct score.
The thing is, Le Bomb makes you care about games that you would not care about. Like, I don't care about Forest Wolves, but
yeah.
I cared.
Yeah, you have to care now.
You know, in the bookies as well, some of the accumulators, that's a scam, bro.
I'll be honest with you, I'm sick of the bookies. I'm sick of
you
them.
You know what I like about Le Bomb? It's not fantasy football. Because fantasy football, you have to want other teams' players to do well.
Yeah.
That is against my ethics.
That late goal from Isak, yeah?
Changed everything.
Made him top and it ruined me because I had 2-1 the other way and it was coming.
Yeah, it was. 78th
and then boom,
minute,
they wrapped me.
78th minute, boom.
Le Bomb.
Le Bomb!
What are you doing?
Is it overrated or underrated?
It's most definitely underrated.
Yeah, it is underrated.
Betting amongst the man them.
He's saying that because he won a piece this
No, week. No, do you know why I'm saying that? It's because Art's Dan. I had a bet with Dan. I think it's 2 seasons ago now. He has not seen that bread. he's never going to see it. With Le Bomb, you're locked in.
No, I got more for you, so I ain't done. International breaks.
Overrated.
Overrated or underrated?
Overrated.
I think it's underrated.
Wait there. Give me something.
People are too greedy now. They expect too much. Sometimes you have to just have a break.
Do you know what? Do you know why I think it's underrated?
Think about it. United, even Arsenal, the position we're in, we need a break.
We need a break.
We need a break. We need a break.
You don't even need a break. We need a break.
No. You know what it is? We need a break where our players can play football against Estonia or someone, just ball out, come back, Tottenham away.
Marcus Rashford, overrated, underrated?
Not rated at all. It's got to that stage. Let's be real.
He's disrespected.
Disrespected, isn't it?
What?
I think he's disrespected.
How? Where? Where?
Right now, underrated.
Underrated.
One at a time, boys. One at a time.
He might be one of the worst United fans I've ever met.
Okay, not you.
Who? Me?
Go.
Yeah.
Go.
James Cage, you think you're bad, but you're actually decent, man.
I'm a good
you,
bro.
He's a decent United fan.
I do hate your club, though. Nah, I'll be honest.
But that's what I love about it, because if you didn't, you wouldn't be proper.
It wouldn't be right. 100%. But wait, what's going on over there? Why are you saying? I need to understand that. Where's that come from?
You're saying. Why do you hate Rashford?
KG, overrated or underrated?
No. Wait.
Don't do it to my
no,
brother.
Wait. He's rated, hey. Bro. He's rated. No,
as
you,
a person, he's rated. As a United fan, he's overrated.
Wait, hold on. You're saying Rashford's underrated or disrespected?
He is disrespected.
Let's understand.
I think he's slightly underrated.
We've got to move last, but clearly not least, in the name of intervention. Erik ten Hag. Is he overrated or underrated, guys?
Overrated. I think he's overrated.
He's sick.
I think the trophies.
You don't rate his trophies.
No, not underrated. Exactly.
Okay, but remember, after Man City, we're the most winningest team. So just
yes. Winningest? Yeah, we're more. Yeah,
you lot got to invent words for my man.
No, but we wonder. Like he's the most distinguished out of the rest of the coaches in the Premier League.
No, he's not.
After Pep, who is it?
We do this thing now on social media.
Yeah.
Where trophies are the be all and end all. Certain trophies are.
That's a proper Arsenal fan statement. That's a real Arsenal fan. For 20 years, it don't matter. Carry on.
The FA Cup is a good cup.
Yeah? Best domestic cup.
The cups that are life changing cups are the league. And the Champions League.
And you ain't won it.
I can't. All them FA Cups that we won in the three of them, two. I don't even know what year it is, cuz. Mm.
Do you know what? He's not even lying. Bro, do you know what it is? Winning the Champions League does change your life.
It changed your life,
bro.
My life changed when it happened twice.
My life changed and it changed again.
My life is the same.
But, listen. If anybody, yeah, just in case, anybody that's just joined, and they want to know what's going on, yeah? All you need to know and all you need to remember is that Le Bomb is the betting app that you play against your friends, not the bookies. Big them up.
That way the house the doesn't always win.
Yep.
Your brethrens do.
Huh?
Your brethrens win.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can lend that money back.
Facts. Not one of us got the Man U Liverpool score right, though. Even though it was kind
I think
of
I said 2-0.
Looking back.
I was close, though.
Yeah. What did you say? What did you think?
1-0 United.
Wow.
I said 3-1 United. Do you know what the maddest thing? I don't even know what you lot think about this, but it was my 12-year wedding anniversary yesterday, fam.
You're married.
Mrs said I can go to the game. Mrs said, go to Old Trafford. I left the Mrs 6 hours to Manchester, 6 hours back, bro.
Why did it take you 6 hours?
I'm driving it. I got to go link my brethren and we go jump in one whip as well.
Bro, six hours to Manchester.
It's a long thing. I live far, fam. But then you man are not even deep in the deepest part, bro. It's my anniversary, fam. Man, left my missus on the anniversary.
You know that was can I just say one thing?
Get pumped, bro.
Hey, it was a deeper play from your missus for all the times that you picked United over her. She knew this was coming and you will never ever do it again.
3D chess.
You will never ever do it again.
3D chess, bro.
And you know what it is, yeah? Before I get on to you, man, we got two. I don't know about Caleb. I don't even know about this shoot.
Huh?
But I got two of my favourite London United fans in here. Yeah. You lot are really... Yeah. A part of you's from Manchester, like your arms.
Yeah.
100%. Because you lot, you understand? My brethren's from the ends, that's Man U fans. They're just... I don't
How
know
did
what
I get robbed out?
Because when was you born again?
99.
That's what I'm saying.
What?
When did you not win the treble?
99.
He's the treble.
He's the...
I can't trust him. He's the reason this is going. So, you can't. Yeah, man. I don't really trust him. Kind of
no, but it was mad, though. I think I have to say that. That was a devastation. It was devastation.
Bad day
that day
office,
was
man.
A bad. No, it's a bad
why,
day because.
Can I ask you a question?
Let's go. Let's talk about it.
Maybe a season or two.
Yeah.
Where we'd home or away,
I was about to say Tottenham. Forget about Tottenham. Let's talk about you lot. Let's be real. This is me being mature now.
Okay.
For about 17 seasons of my life, yep, that's how I was moving. whenever we had to play United, I was spilling drink all over the floor. Like, home or away, we're cooked. And it's like, at a point, maybe in like the 8th season, I stopped lying. I stopped pretending that I thought we was going to beat United on the weekend. It's just, that's a match I'm not going to watch. You understand? It's as simple as that. Don't you feel like that's you lot and Liverpool right now? Or you lot and anyone? You lot and anyone?
No. What?
Not anyone. It didn't have to be like this, man. I was watching the game, man. We didn't have to go into that half 2-0 down, man. Like, that wasn't a 2-0 down performance, but
that's
man.
Your story now, though.
No, but it really didn't have to go like that.
Bro, you won. Whack. You know,
but
whack.
Dan, can we allowed to dissect now? And
dissect.
Let's go into a player.
Yeah.
That I always, KG.
Yeah, bro.
Ellis. Even you, Caleb. Trouble. You don't even know about me because I always get United players right. It's my speciality. Sancho. All the way back to
what the man
am
not gonna fail.
Now, I know what's happening.
You know who's gonna fail.
It's United's a London club, basically. To man, I know what's happening. Yeah, I know what's going on.
Yeah,
yeah. I told man, bro.
What'd you tell us? You tell us. No, he said that. You said you know what's going on.
I know you were talking about Casemiro.
I remember now.
There's a play. To be fair, we don't really bread him much on this show, and that's why we're the best show. On YouTube.
Go on.
You have a centre back that's 5'6".
Here we go.
And you thought it was going to be okay.
The butcher.
The butcher?
The butcher.
The man they're slicing ham.
wait, what are you telling? Yeah, what are you saying? The butcher's, so what are you saying? The butcher's not cooking?
Martinez.
Who's the butcher? Martinez.
Yeah.
Be real.
Bro, don't talk like you ain't got disaster, maybe, bro. Maybe don't try
so
it.
Maybe
like,
not so much defensively, but this whole myth that he's a ball playing centre back just because he's from the South.
No, he can play.
He can play.
Yes, he is.
Lisandro Martinez.
Everybody was bad yesterday. If your leg is half as long as the next man's leg, don't play with the ball, brother.
Wait,
in them areas.
No,
you're just going to get dominated.
No, bro, chatting, you man, I'm even mad. Bro, listen, who was the man? Imagine, I was waiting for everyone to come to the table and say, well, I'm going for Casemiro. The butcher, is
no,
we starting?
You see, Casemiro,
we're starting with the butcher, man.
I already understand.
He's got a bread knife.
I already know. Casemiro, we knew about him. Lisandro was still in denial about this man. De Ligt was all right.
Yeah, okay.
De Ligt was okay.
De Ligt was cooking.
Bro, you used to stop with these words. You lost 3-0.
That's how bad Lisandro was.
Well, De Ligt conceded three goals in his first start.
No, but it weren't on him like that.
That was individual errors yesterday. Before Casemiro's wayward pass, I don't know why he played it like that. I don't know why.
I know why.
He played it with so much confidence.
I know what happened.
It was so unnecessary.
I know what he did. I know what happened. Bro. I think he... Sometimes your brain can play funny tricks on you, yeah? And the guy who's here, you can't even see him. It's like an illusion.
Happened to me yesterday.
Like, you know, like, you're just like, what the f***? You weren't there when I just played that.
No, but the sickest thing is, in hindsight, you saw him.
You didn't believe.
No, I know it sounds mad. It's like, you didn't believe. Like, you're not here.
Bro, but that's
KG.
But
you can't sit next to
you. You can't take them risks, bro. Because risking 12 years, bro.
It's almost like an impulsive decision to not track. Saliba did it. I know we're talking about you lot. Saliba did it. At a point, he ran away for no reason.
There was absolutely no reason for him to play that pass where he played it, when he played it, how he played it. At that phase of the game, when everything that was going on. Remember, we got away with murder, yeah?
Yeah.
Like,
that was a good
move that they done to score that goal. Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say? Whether it being offside, they was unlucky with a Salah touch. You get what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So we got away with murder. We done that. The game was pretty balanced. They was both doing the same things, winning the ball back quick, pressing high. United, they was playing. It wasn't like, it wasn't like, oh, we're just under the cosh and we're just getting thinged. We was both trying to figure it out. There's a little sparring going on, but we was both playing all right. And then he just goes and does that stupid pass and then we're 1-0, Dan. That's it, boom. Once it got to 2, we was cooked.
Can I just say, you see when stuff goes wrong, when you're top side, like you see, who scored the own goal for City?
Diaz.
He scored an own goal. He didn't care because he knew that he was going to win. He scored the own goal and he's like, let's be honest, guys, we're still going to smoke them. That went wrong for United, and then you lot was just f***ing about for a little bit trying to get back.
We can't recover. We can't recover. What you're saying, we can't mentally, we're fragile.
We don't have the players.
There's like a couple of chances that for another team, they would have gone in. Like Zirkzee had two chances.
See, but this is another thing as well. I'm not just going to do the blame the Casemiro thing. I think like out of possession, we was really good before he done the thing. Out of possession, we was really good with the pressing and closing down the spaces and stuff like that. I think in possession, we was kind of miles off it. Bruno weren't there. Xerxes was trying sexy touches that weren't working. I see him trying to...
We look like we don't know what to do with the ball.
Passes going astray. Obviously, Casemiro was involved in that as well. The back line wasn't... Like, was it Martinez or was it Delitt? I don't know. But they wasn't cold before that anyway. Like,
can I ask a question? Can I ask a question? United fans first, innit? Let's just have a real honesty moment, innit? Is our manager good, bro?
Honestly.
Is our manager... Wait, honestly. Wait, and you lot can jump in. Wait, bro, chill, fam. We're talking... Bro, what's going on?
Bro, have you heard what your manager said? Have you heard what your manager said?
Let the man ask. Let the man...
What did he say, Dan?
What did he say?
He said he's not Harry Potter.
Does he think no one knew that? Did he think we thought...
Who did he think we thought he was?
That's what I'm saying.
He gives the worst press conference.
He's just spamming Expelliarmus. He's spamming it. It's over.
Bruv, you see post-match... Sorry, though. You see post-match, yeah?
Yeah.
He gives the worst press conferences. And it's not about his delivery or what he's saying. It's just the things that he's saying. He's going to come and tell us. He comes to tell us, yeah?
Yeah.
How good we played after
yeah.
the game.
Yeah.
When everybody can see that we didn't play good.
But you just said that you played good.
When? No, I said before. I'm saying before the that was an individual error. Sorry, look. Let me.
No, wait.
Hey, look. Let me.
Right now.
10 marks. That's 10 marks. Yeah. And that is Ron Weasley.
Let me go. Let me give you my train of thought. Yeah. Sorry, watching the game. Yeah. We go into the half 2-0. Yeah. That first 45 minutes. I don't think it was a 2-0 45 minutes. If Casemiro don't make them individual errors,
no.
We don't go in there 2-0. It could be 0-0. It could be a totally different game. That's going up to that point. We drag Casemiro. The thing is, after we drag Casemiro in that next 45 minutes, we didn't look any better. It was probably worse. The second half was worse than the first half. And the first
disagree.
Half was, and the
first disagree. Half was I bad. Think the Collier kid was better.
Well, once Collier came on late and Ahmad came in and changed it, but I don't think we was any good. You know what I'm trying to say?
Changed so
once
what?
We... Well, no, not changing,
but... did nothing all game.
And they weren't. They steadied the thing. They steadied the thing, yeah.
The point I'm trying to make is, yeah, after 75, 80 minutes, yeah, I'm looking at the game, yeah, Casemiro's been off ages ago. Yes, the individual errors got us to 2-0 and stuff, and that was his fault, and that's 100%, yeah. But by 75, 80 minutes, yeah, I'm looking at them, and I'm saying, none of these can't hold their head high and really say that they perform. Mm-mm. None of them can't. And then... Really, maybe if the setup's run, if tactically, if the gaffer's done something, then man, they've got to hold accountable for what they want. So yes, individual errors and Casemiro done whatever he done, but really and truly, it's still not good enough on the whole. You get me? They got outplayed. It was a terrible day at the office.
So to answer KG's question, is your manager good?
Of course.
Hey, you know why Margs is cold? He's so deluded that it makes me believe.
No, do you know what it is? He's the man you would send out to the press because he will always back his manager in public. As soon as his cameras go off, he's going to rip Ten Hag a new one. Yeah.
Now listen, let the treble land though. Treble.
Well, here's my thing with Ten Hag. I think some people are bored by choice. Some people are bored by circumstance. And some people are bored from disease. And I think he's sick. I think Ten Hag is ill. I think there's something wrong with
him. He said, you are bored by disease. I said...
What disease would that be?
And we should pray for him.
No, wait.
What do you think it is?
I can't diagnose the man.
No, what you said is a mad thing. Wait, we're not going to just override that. What you said is a mad thing because someone the other day said to me, bro, if your hairline's a formation, yeah, what is it? And I looked at my thing and someone said I'm playing a false nine, yeah? Bro, and I got inverted wingers, yeah? So, wait, what's mine, though?
Is I don't know. I can't see a hairline. Like, you've
I'm
done
playing.
You're doing a mad thing. Rest in defense.
Real Madrid.
Rest in defense.
No, because...
Rest in defense,
Mbappe's,
bro.
Mbappe's here. Vinicius
no, it's
is
far.
Here.
Mbappe don't play Mbappe, that far back, listen. Bro. You're doing the Mascherano thing, bro.
Yeah.
You're doing
it. Yeah, it's forfeit.
He's lying.
It's forfeit. But he's
lying.
He's missing a winger. He's missing a winger in a DM. But you can't put a team out. You can't put a team out. You forfeit. You can't put a team out. There's no team. There's no players.
You're down to 8 men.
Everyone is sent off. Every whole team sent off.
Same team. The stadium's forfeited. Me and him got the same team. Forfeit.
The stadium, there's yards there now.
Wait. It's different. Wait, he said there's buildings. Buildings and car parks. I said buildings and car parks, bro.
Can we not get distracted with all this hair talk that United got wiped 3-0?
Let's concentrate. No, let's.
I'm going to deflect.
The match aside, three games played. Two losses. We're the same. The win wasn't lovely.
Who did we lose to? Brighton, who you guys drew to.
Yeah, and they haven't beaten them at home for five games.
Exactly. And then we lost to Liverpool.
He's pointing fingers a lot for someone that just got smoked on the weekend.
Deflector, that's fine. How come none of you lost?
No. What you can't argue with, if these two losses, if a Liverpool loss and a Brighton away loss is 10 games apart, you're not going to look at it the same way.
All right, then. Sorry, boys, because I'm at the top of the table. So in the name of fairness, let's pile on then, yeah?
Go on.
Does it make him look worse that it was against Arne Slot, who just come into the league, yeah? Liverpool are playing good stuff, so he's already implementing the style because I can see that it's changed a little bit from what Klopp was doing. I like it. They're getting it together. At certain points throughout the game, they play some proper good stuff. They go back to front quick. It's dope. Is that making Ten Hag look even worse?
I don't think... You know what, Ten Hag? I think he has to play a manager to sort of understand what they're doing. Because every single person that he's played, he's been smoked by them and then he's gone back and then got a performance out of
learns what's getting, but he's met
he got
him
smoked by Klopp first.
Aye, but there's only so many times you could get the get back, bro, when you're getting smoked the first time every time.
It's true. My thing is with the manager, yeah, I'll be honest with you, like, it's scary hours. It is like, when we're watching our team play, I'm looking at the midfield and we brought in that new player, Ugarte. He waved to all the fans and he's supposed to be... Right now, we're looking at the Man United saviour. He has to run in that midfield and save everything. Cobby can't run. If we're being real, Cobby can't run the way we need him to run.
Bro, he's 18. What do you mean he can't run the way you need? The hell? No, he's not. He looks like it, but he's not a saver type. He's not a powerful runner.
He's not a normal teenager.
He's special.
He's in a good way and a bad way.
Yeah. He's technical.
Yeah, as a teenager, you need a bit. Yeah. But don't get it twisted. That's a good part of his game as well. But at the same time, at 18, you want that workhorse.
Do you know how sad it is that we're here talking about an 18-year-old saving one of the most famous clubs in Britain, bro?
Bro. Listen.
United is down bad.
Wait. What we're not going to do is act like your club's bigger, though. Don't act like you lot have done something now because you men have done a mad thing.
Why? No, bro.
We're not
going
to act like Chelsea.
Why are you not in a suit today?
He's at the head of the table like he's done something, bro. Since when, bro?
KG, you just got smoked. Since
when? We got moved.
You just got smoked. You got smoked.
I understand we got moved to, but he's talking with too much chest, bro. Talking like he's a big Pamela Anderson, bro. Bro, yeah, where, bro? Where's this come from, bro?
You played your biggest ops, yeah, and they pulled your pants down and
absolute smack.
Okay, but then remember, you man, I hear what we've done.
On your anniversary.
Yeah? But these, on my anniversary as well, it was a matting. It's personal.
Yeah, exactly. That disrespect, Diaz's second goal was for you.
I hear it, bro. But then now we're gonna really understand something because you man ain't done anything and you man have spent, what, £2 billion as well, bro? So you man, your league position, don't try it. That man lost the serviettes, bro. That man learnt us on Thursday at 6 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, bro, in the conference. And he's sitting with chest. Who is he, bro? Remove him.
I've never been disrespected on one of my anniversaries.
My question is simple.
Ever.
KG, did you do your anniversary dinner before or after?
No, she's smart still. She said she forwarded that. She
to
said
when?
It's on Friday, the weekend where it's over.
The one coming. Where you going?
Somewhere expensive.
So when you're there sitting there thinking about your anniversary, you know what you're going to think about.
I was in pain, but you don't get to... Bro, you're in a conference, bro. You're in a conference. You can't talk from the conference.
So what are you on?
You're in the conference, bro. That's a mad thing. Imagine you don't having chess from the conference.
And cool, and you don't get to lose in the Conference League, yeah, and draw with Meedy New Leicester and sit here in your pink hat chatting
Tell him, bro. Tell him. Who is he, bro?
Take your hat off. Take your hat off. Stop.
Your business.
Take your hat off.
Yeah.
Look at what your club has done to you.
He's bold by
and you. And you.
Nah, my thing is mad.
It's true, you know. We still got a full
squad. Yeah, we're good over here.
So you lot aren't playing no European football this season.
Who?
We got Europa League.
Oh, you got, we're in Europa League,
bro. Oh, yeah,
bro.
FA Cup.
Come on, man. The distinguished Europa League.
I don't think Europa. That's great for you. I think you needed a season of raw bareback eighth. Straight eighth.
Yeah.
Not no eighth and FA Cup. That's protection. Yeah. Bareback.
Yeah. X videos.
Go win. Have a child, and that child is no European football. Straight English. Like, the furthest you're going from England is Croydon. Like, you're not leaving.
If United win more trophies than Chelsea this year, I'll get the same haircut as Marvin.
You know the thing about him is, I'm going to put out a disclaimer. I don't want to be tarred with the same brush as this man. That's a dangerous man. Because he just comes here and just starts.
He's not 30 yet. He's not 30
yet. Last time you played in Europe, Conference League, you lost. Yeah?
Against Serviette.
Last time we entered the same competition, the distinguished Europa League, we got further in the competition than you lot. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, we're odds on favourite to get to the finals. We're more than likely, we should.
And Ten Hag wins trophies. But are you committing to that haircut, though?
You're going to go bald.
I'll go bald.
Shake on it.
If you win the Europa League.
And if we...
He didn't say that. He said more trophies. You just said more trophies.
He said more trophies. Trophy
then Chelsea. Yeah, go and commit.
Okay.
Commit.
All of
commit.
You lot, pick a bet.
Trophies.
It's a more trophies.
Trophies.
Then Chelsea this season.
Yeah.
But what if both get zero?
Then I'll go bald. We're going to get back in the car. We're going to get into some Ten Hag quotes. Since you just want to drive this point home, you don't want the independence to stop. Yeah. Remember, Mo's winning this team. I got the quote a bit wrong. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, that wasn't verbatim. What he said was, we won. He said, after City, we've won the most trophies, and I'm sorry for you. That was talking to a journalist who's going back and forth with the journalist.
Why?
The journalist was trying to chat shit to him. Like, he's trying to draw him out, talking about basically about the issues. Like, can't you see what's going on? And you that are basically meaty, and it's the same problems all the time. And rah ta 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 ta. And he was like, listen, look, after City, we won the most trophies. I'm sorry that you don't like that. I liked it. It was a bit.
What did he mean by that?
In the last two seasons, after Man City, we've won the most trophies.
And what are those trophies?
League Cup, FA Cup.
Broski.
Not to insult anyone. I'm not trying to insult anyone. But he ain't got the English to get that one off.
Yeah.
His English. What does that sentence mean? What are you trying to tell me?
I am sorry for you. That is crazy.
But I like that. I like that about him. I'll be honest. It's that Dutch mentality.
But you man, I'm even mad because you all are liking him because he's a loser now.
He's your friend that's in the club that's just lying. That's the friend.
You man like him now because he's losing though. That's what you're doing now. Because I'm hearing that you're liking his Man United fans. Before the FA Cup final, we liked that he was showing some spine because he was getting moved to by the journalists. The journalists have never showed him any respect. Since he's landed, the journalists have been onto him.
That's true.
I've never seen anyone get like, even when other managers are going through it, they're like, no, but you're going
to
get
sacked. He does it to himself, bro.
He does say mad things now.
After every game, he says some kind of mad excuse.
He's going to bring up Arsenal.
For the first time, I seen him say something about, rah, we got to be humble. Liverpool done well. Like, well done.
No, that's but sometimes, the, that's listen, the first sometimes time he's I've right. Ever heard Look, no, sorry. Because these are trying to make fun of after the Arsenal game, yeah, and he's talking about, yeah, about the Garnacho thing when he's talking about, yeah, that was one of the moments our season could have turned around, yeah. I mean, it's true because if we won that game, things would have been different. And that Garnacho goal shouldn't have got disallowed.
It was in May 2024. There was no more games left. The season's done.
Yeah, but it's just retrospectively.
How many times in football as a whole, yeah, has one thing been able to change the course of everything?
Happens all the time.
All the time.
No, but exactly. So that can't be your excuse. Because if I scored a screamer from the halfway line that time that the Chelsea coach was there, I could have been a pro. But I didn't, and I'm here on filthy.
But wait, I'll answer that. You see Leicester, that comeback when we had Di Maria and all them players and Leicester came back? I think that's a pinnacle moment. When they beat us, when Leicester beat us, I swear to you, bro, when them man came, we had Falcao, all them man on the pitch, Di Maria, I swear
let
to you, that was a big moment.
KG, and then let me just go.
and
where
they won the
did
league
you
later.
Finish that season?
I can't remember, it's a long time ago.
Guys, are you not deep in that? He said this in May.
the season is ended. What do you mean it could have changed?
No, Marks is moving mad.
Oi, United is rubbed right now, bro.
Sorry, because I don't know in what context he said it. I don't know whether it was brought up or not, but it might have been brought up to him. He's just showing you at certain points throughout the season things that happened that could have changed it. That is one of the important points.
No, but as much as I hear you, football, life itself is cutthroat, bro. You only think about these things in hindsight. You understand? At the time, like, look at me. I'm saying, like, oh, the point that we got is fine because we didn't lose. Then when we come second, I'm going to say, oh.
You lost by a point last season.
You understand? So it's, that's why you just get it done. Especially in the league, in the Prem now, the league winners are winning with, like, one or two losses. It's mad. Yeah. You can't afford no slip-ups.
How many times,
bro,
yeah, in lower league football have you played with a striker that, if you look at their all-around game, it's not that good, but they always back?
Yeah. Yeah.
So then at a certain point, you have to just give up and just say, do you know what? They are that
bro, bad. At lower leagues, you know what happens. You just clip it.
Yeah, and just, yeah.
Just clip it. Just run the channel.
But it's the same as the Prem. No, Haaland got three clear-cut chances and bagged all three of them. He got the 3 points.
You see the thing about football? You're going to see the footage as well. I was mic'd up. I played so well.
Was he good?
But we lost 6-2.
Hey, can it, hey.
And it's, no, let me lie. No, because it can happen. And I think the lip.
No, but that's mad. Wait, what you said is a crit. Where? No, what position? Happen. What position do you play, bro? You have to really understand the necessity. Back. Oh,
no, but none.
That's not your natural position.
No, but let me land.
Hold on, but what side did the goals come
one
from?
One second, right, Lippy.
In the middle.
Why is he getting onto you? Why is he getting onto you when his team just got smoked 3-0?
No, because I say that to say this.
6-2.
Like, it's like
3-0. Though.
I just think United are operating at a level right now where you are having players that are having decent performances, even decent defensive performances. I don't think De Ligt was that bad.
He wasn't bad.
But you're still losing 3-0. I remember being like that.
Bro, not to deflect on a serious note, because I'm more interested in this. So you said you played wicked, yeah? How, like, because you are 6-2, yeah? Well, how many assists did you get? Like, because you said did you get the 2 assists?
I didn't.
Did you get assists?
But every mistake I made up for it. And that's what life is about sometimes.
Lessons.
But if you're just making up for mistakes, that means that you're still on zero.
Man said I played dope. Man said, why did you play good? Because every mistake
I made up for it.
Do you know what it is? It's Baitis. You heard of Baitis?
Yeah.
Fastest black people on earth somehow. All in one team. I don't know how it's happened. All from
the Black Avengers.
Yeah, just they're Congolese, yeah. Nigerian, all the pace countries.
Yeah, yeah.
No one from no East. No stamina, man. Where's the guys from Sudan?
It's like 2012. Their team is like 2012 FIFA.
No, yeah. It's and you got it's all about like damage control. And like us yesterday, United didn't do that. Because factually, I think you had the same amount of shots on target as
Free shots on target.
You understand? And it's about... So again, if you... me being honest now, as a genuine football man, if I was a United fan, I wouldn't be that worried. I'll be honest. Because I don't think you've looked terrible in any game.
But how many times can you not look terrible but not win? That's my only issue.
That's a big proper question.
That's the big question.
And we came eighth twice in a row playing decent football.
Hey, Chelsea's best years, we was playing the worst football in the league.
And what, so what you say? You think Ten Hag should go?
Say that again?
You think Ten Hag should go?
Right now, the only reason I'm saying he shouldn't is because I don't know who you would get in instead of him.
I think that was the issue to begin with.
Because there's people that want to just bring problems and no solutions. And it's like, do you get what I'm trying to say? I hate those people that always got problems, no solutions.
Hey, Lippy, bro, you're giving United too much life, bro.
I remember that game. That was one of our best away performances.
It was.
Of the season.
It was.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? And
what?
It was.
Hey.
The last goal from Gabriel Jesus came out of nowhere by the 3-0. It's a 2-1. It was a Declan Rice goal that was a dagger in it. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, come on, man. Like, Garnacho.
He scored that Garnacho goal and then they changed, just... I'm telling you, that would have made it...
Changed the whole season.
What's the quote, though? What did that manager actually say? He said
that was one of the moments where our season could have turned around. The problem was that he said it after the season had finished when we were 29 points behind Arsenal.
29 points behind Arsenal. So that makes you 31 behind... the guys that came third.
But deep it. But if we won that game, yeah, do you think the Jadon Sancho issue would happen? And Jadon Sancho, like, literally sliding doors effect. Because he wouldn't have had to, there would have been no Jadon Sancho debacle.
Oh,
fam.
We're doing this butterfly thing.
No, I'm just saying, butterfly, if you're looking at it, yeah, if you look at the whole thing, after that result, he was mad, went into the press conference and said, well, Jaden didn't do enough to start. Jaden pinned his thing, and then we brought more light to the club, more attention. Are you telling me that ain't got some significance?
Butterfly, what ifs? It's a lot of what ifs. What if Moaning Myrtle never died in the toilet?
But you're saying there's no light significance of that,
all right,
bro.
Guys, because we've got more quotes to get through.
Let me just say something quickly. Again, KG, you ain't been here. You ain't seen, man.
Yeah.
My United track record was confirmed with Jaden Sancho.
More.
Is he with Sancho? That's when they said, all right, Lippi's the oracle. Stop playing with him.
All right, but what when about now? At Chelsea, what does he do?
Nothing.
Okay.
He's in London now.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Southwest.
Oi, he's going to have a good time, bro. I'm trying to link up with whatever
I think Sterling would do very well. Again, I don't think United will be that bad. I think he'll be better than last season. I think the only reason why you might not get top four is other teams might be a little bit strong. You understand? Even you lot, I think something could happen. You just got so much man that surely one combination will work.
Do you want to know my favourite Ten Hag quote?
Go on. What is it?
If they don't want me anymore, I'll go somewhere else and win trophies.
That is gangster.
Rates his thing so high.
He's a winner though.
Do you know what it is? I rate him so much. Not as a manager, but just as a person. Dutch people are mad, straightforward.
He's so resilient.
He left Amsterdam. Yeah. Or wherever Ajax is.
It's there.
Yeah.
It's there.
He won. He left there. Came to Manchester. He won. Stayed in Manchester one more year.
What do you mean he won?
He won again.
Won what?
League Cup.
Broski.
Okay. League Cup, then an FA Cup. So, in his mind, if he leaves and goes somewhere else, what else is he going to do?
You know what it is? All I gather from that is he was from a place where there's a substance over here that's banned that you're allowed to have over there. So his brain is in another, like, it's different. He's not like Arteta and them, man. Yeah, he was celebrated in another way.
It's the equivalent to lips in a dead chick in a rave.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
Honestly, Lane, you lips the dead thing in a rave, put your hand up.
Not in a rave.
Well, that's what you said, you lips. That's
not a rave.
There's a difference between admitting
hands
it.
Up behind the camera. I'm not even going to do that.
See, look, all, it's all tens.
I didn't know she was dead.
Is a house party a rave? I don't know.
The lighting was crazy.
It depends.
Right, should I put my hand up? Because I don't know if she was dead or not.
There you go. When the lights are off.
The lighting is...
What are you saying? You felt the teat alignment.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
You said it was there. You had to slalom through the teat.
Certain men have lips things and lost their teeth.
Ten Hag's mentality is different, man. When you're fighting what he's fighting.
What is he fighting?
But it's like a winner's mentality. Two trophies in two seasons. Three finals.
He don't care.
Ain't so
finish
bad.
Finish it. Finish. No, he didn't say that. He said not bad. He said it just like that.
Not bad. No, but I respect that.
It's not bad.
That's a Warriors mentality. Okay, one second. Is two trophies in two seasons and three finals, yeah, better than what Arsenal's done?
Yes.
100%. Speak on it. Shh. One at a time, guys. Nope. One at a time, guys. Because
you can't bring your manager in to win stuff and he doesn't win stuff for bare years.
Yeah, but that's the only reason United fans would definitely be in the position that we're in. We would not swap places with you right now. We've been in that place.
What do you mean?
When we came eighth and won the FA Cup, it was meaty. Dead. Like, no one. FA Cup's made of cardboard right now.
You man ain't won a title in 5 years.
They got the bust down trophy, you know.
You man ain't won a title
in
5 years.
One thing I'll give you lot, yeah, is he snatches back his job every time. Yeah. And I think you have to notice that.
It's resilience.
It's happened twice now.
But he's always on death's door,
no,
though,
exactly.
Isn't he? He lives there.
He's getting his wife back at the last moment. Like his wife was on a date with another man and he just came in and said, no. Mary.
He can't die, though. Like, he can't die because he's Horcrux.
Wait.
How different are you lot to Spurs in when Spurs were on fire? Because unless you win, right now, you lot play, I remember Spurs playing the wickedest football. I remember Spurs playing wicked football and saying, you know what, they're on job. Until if Arteta doesn't do something this season, how different is it?
There's no different to Poch.
There's no difference apart.
Me personally, I'm in the same. I hear what you lot are saying. I think last season proved that it's long for us. You understand? If you for challenged twice in a row and it's not that different,
no finals.
You're not looking forward to the third season. There are gooners that are. I understand that. I don't agree with them, but I understand it. The rival fans that are thinking like me, I hear it. But it's just a thing where Arteta, he's clearly a good manager.
He's a good manager.
He might not be as good to get us over the line at the moment. I don't think we're going
to
win.
Let's just wait for Pep to leave, man.
Stop, forget that. So how long has he got? How long does it take? This season, you have a dope season. You're two points off it. You lose the league by 2 points off it. You go again, yeah? That's cool. Don't win nothing, though. But you're cool to go again.
As you see me, I'm a realist. We're not Chelsea. We're not a club that's been winning things throughout. You understand?
Yeah,
so
respect.
If we got a manager that ain't doing that, it's not the end of the world. We need someone to come in, steady the ship. If he ain't won something 3-4 years down the line, that's when it's like, yeah.
Well, we're 5 years.
Maybe
we're 5 years.
No, 1 second. No, but no one expected him to come in and win the league straight away. You want to pretend that?
We still ain't expecting it.
Exactly.
So should he go?
So if that's the case, what's the issue? Now let me ask Caleb. Let me ask Trebs. Yeah?
Young Trebs.
If that's the case, what are you on then? You should be proud of him then with your treble hairline.
I'm not. Why should I be proud of him?
Because you're saying you don't expect him to win.
Now, because I'm seeing he can't win.
You know what? You're a young
boy. Go on.
No, you're in that. You're in that. You're in the house now.
All right, guys. One second. So look. You're saying you're happy. He needs to steady the ship here. So just ask me.
Ain't this United intervention?
No, don't worry about that. Don't worry.
What's going on?
Don't worry about that.
He was too soft. Don't
worry about that.
I'm ready. I'm here by myself.
So I'm just saying.
I don't need Miles.
So this season. You play good football. You're 2 points off the league. You don't win nothing. You're happy again, right? He can go again, right?
You know what?
No, just say yes or no.
Can you? I'm not a United fan. I'm not a Chelsea fan. I'm happy to be challenging again.
Okay, cool.
So this season,
you win nothing. You play good, but you don't think. Okay,
Let me just land. If we challenge again, I'm not disappointed, but I'm not upset.
Your attitude towards Arsenal is the same as your hairline. It's just happy to be there. You're just happy.
Hell, bro.
It's happy to be in the mix. It's just happy to be in the mix.
What are you on, bro?
Brother.
What are you on? No, wait, hold on.
It's true.
Triple.
I'm just trying to be real with it.
Don't even, you know what? Yeah. His hairline's too strong.
No, as a bald man, I'm mad at him.
I just got one and his hair's better than mine. Go on.
As a bald man, I'm mad for you, bro.
Yeah, but when's enough enough?
I just don't think we're in a situation to sack a man that ain't won the league in 5 years.
Do you know what? I hear what you're saying, though, because they're always challenging and they're always in it. Whether it's to the last day or not, there's something in that.
Is that enough for us?
Man, you haven't done anything for a long, long, long
whatever.
Time.
We're trying.
Champions League, like 3 years.
We're trying.
In recent times, can you list the Chelsea finishes? You man have been moving mad. And he spent bare money. And it was a while ago, right?
3 years.
How many managers you had since that Champions League?
I'm not worried about that. Nah, maybe you're not understanding what I'm saying.
Let's ask.
About five.
So you think you're getting in the right direction?
And you are in a toxic relationship. You see like what you are doing with like Ted Bowley. You know what it's like, yeah?
My thing's I'm toxic.
No, but it's like having a girlfriend, yeah? And knowing that your girlfriend's just out there cheating.
Cheating?
Yeah, and just and you can't leave her because you love her.
Yeah.
That's what it's like for you, sir. That's how you sort of feel.
Look at the mess that you lot are in.
We're not Chelsea fans, yeah? Us four. Mm.
Yes.
Wouldn't you rather sign 26 men than the transfer window we've had? I want Arsenal to sign 26 men.
No, I like the window. I think United just had a good window.
No, I'm not saying, like, my thing is, yeah, they're moving at a rate, yeah, where, like, put it this way, they did it last season, yeah, and I said it. They'll be better off than United. I said they'll be better off than Liverpool. I got that one horribly wrong. Yeah, but half of the thing I got right. Yeah? And that's because, no, that's the thing.
That's why he's good at Le Bon.
No, listen, you got to go both ways. But it's a thing where, you lot are like, taking so many shots at this target. Like, if I throw 30 darts at a dartboard, some of them's going to be
something's
close
gonna land,
to,
yeah.
You understand? And it's like, you lot.
Do you know what Manu have got? Manu have got the, you lot are in a tree like this.
These men are getting ratings for signing 26 men, but the main man that they wanted, they didn't get. They want a striker, bro. Them man wanted a striker. Them man went for the striker on the last day. Osimhen is still there.
Because he's shouting bear. No, wait. He's shouting bear. You just got smoked by your rivals.
We lost 3-0.
Sanchez is still your starting goalkeeper.
Okay.
He's Jamaican and Spanish.
These are sick.
Man U fans are very, very, very easy to please. That's why they're happy with absolutely anything. But how long does Ten Hag have?
How did we even get onto Ten Hag? Right,
this is a United intervention, if you haven't understood.
I think we bust case. I think we even go on trial.
No,
we haven't even been on his trial, bro.
You've bust case, but you was in court for four mattings. You've got away with the drink driving. Yeah, what about the gun in the car? Well, now, let's talk about the main thing.
All right, so listen to this. Listen to this, what you're saying.
Nah, you don't know you're going bin.
Stop.
You know you're going bin.
You ain't going to like this. He's got the same amount of time as everybody else. You know the Prem is cutthroat business. If anybody's having a stinker by Christmas, they're out of it.
Let's be honest. We know Chelsea that. Will find someone first.
He's got the same amount of time as everybody else. Because by Christmas, you need to have it together. And we know that. And if he hasn't, they'll be gone.
What's together
that's
look
not,
like?
That's not just about Erik ten Hag.
Yeah, every manager.
What's his name? Enzo. Mascara.
Don't do that. If Mascara's not good, Voldemort manager.
Whatever.
Stop it.
You know what? On that, I think ten Hag might actually be Harry Potter. He said he's not. No, but
so
I think he
wrong.
Is. I
oh
think
my
he is.
Gosh. Gillywig.
I think he can't die.
He's got Gillywig.
Because he's got, what's the thing?
Invisibility cloak.
Horcrux.
That's
no, but is that, well, all right, let's go through it. Wait, how many times has Ten Hag almost died here? Is it how many? Are we on seven yet?
He said he's got Horcrux. Like Horcrux is some kind of condition.
But I never watched it. I wasn't allowed.
Exactly. Nah,
I'm improvised.
See this table?
He's got Horcrux.
Oh, did he make that up?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Horcrux ain't a thing.
No, Horcrux is a thing.
Horcrux is a thing. He can't have Horcrux. You are a Horcrux.
No, he's a Horcrux.
No, that's not always
not
the case.
No, he's not the Horcrux.
You can't have Horcrux.
You have Horcruxes.
Well, obviously, Lissandro Martinez is a Horcrux.
Okay.
What? Lissandro Martinez ain't a Horcrux.
Yeah, he is. Bro, we just killed him. Casemiro, definitely a Horcrux. He's done. He's done. He is done. They've got rid of him.
Horcrux is a bad thing.
Horcrux is bad. No, a Horcrux is something where you put your life into them.
Yes, and if you kill it,
it gets closer to killing you. Yeah. So Casemiro is dead.
Wait, so basically,
imagine you split your soul into seven pieces.
Bare pieces. So you can't die.
One second, guys. One at a time. Oh my gosh, I need this.
Now listen, let me explain this. A Horcrux, if you wanted to not die, but you knew someone was coming to kill you.
Yeah.
You would put your part of your soul into pieces. Those pieces are called Horcruxes.
Okay.
Anyone who wants to kill you for real
has to go and kill all of these Horcruxes.
Now, let's have a look at some of Ten Hag's Horcruxes.
Oh, yeah, I like it. Hold on.
Antony. Dead. He's gone. That's one. And you can have a maximum of seven, by the way.
Yeah.
Maximum
seven. Putting a Horcrux in Antony is...
That's,
why'd you do that?
That's the first one that got carry
on. Casemiro, dead. Done.
More.
Fried.
Mm.
There's no more Horcruxes, bro.
No, there's more.
No, there's more.
Horcrux. Don't do that. Because I like it.
He could be the final one.
He's not dead yet.
We won't know. The thing is, you can kill off things that aren't Horcruxes.
Steve McLaren.
Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Horcrux.
Here's the thing about Horcruxes as well. Sometimes you make one by accident. He's done something that even he doesn't know he's done.
What Harry want? Harry.
Harry Maguire.
Could it be Rashford?
Is Harry...
Because he's believed in him. He's believed him 8 goals. The Rashford could be the I didn't know I made that one.
What if it's Sancho?
Oh, Sancho's
remember,
a Horcrux.
When he tried to kill
How
Harry,
do you kill him now? He's at Chelsea.
Listen, let me land.
So he's dead.
When he tried to kill Harry, he made him a Horcrux.
Yes.
When he said Sancho...
Sancho's the major Horcrux.
Oh my
God. He didn't know he made. Sancho's going to come and bang 30 goals for Chelsea. He's done. It's over. Sancho's a Horcrux.
Muggs, do you have 7 men that you could put your soul into?
Whoa.
What?
Like, no.
What? I swear to God, I'm not coming back on this table. No, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
Dan, close the show.
I meant the Horcrux.
Dan, close the show. I am leaving. I am going.
All right, what?
The Horcruxes, though.
If
you split the Horcruxes.
Yo.
Bro, have you got Sayo, man? Come on, Caleb.
And just like that, Muggs is dead.
That is,
yeah. All he was a Horcrux is done.
He was a Horcrux. Shot. We'll see you next week, guys. Guys, is Ten Hag a Horcrux himself? Has he put Horcruxes in some of his players? Are Man United finished? How long has he got? When did Chelsea win the league? Will Arsenal win the league? Like, comment, subscribe.
Yeah. Well, shout out Luis Diaz, man.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.